This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The city of Bethel no longer recognizes COVID-19 as a local emergency. The city's COVID-19 declaration of emergency expired last night after the Bethel City Council chose not to extend the measure. It ended when Vice Mayor Conrad C.J. McCormick made a motion to adopt the ordinance and found no other council members to second his motion. The declaration had been in effect for nearly 2 years. The council had renewed the measure every 2 months since then. With the declaration over, public meetings can now be held in person again. In other city council news, city laws regarding ATV use in Bethel remain unchanged after last night's meeting. The council unanimously voted to table a measure that would have limited the ATV speed limit to 15 miles per hour on all roadways and barred ATVs from driving on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. The council unanimously voted to remove a section that would also have banned ATVs from Agagit Street, which goes through Bethel's housing subdivision and connects Ridgecrest Drive to Ptarmigan Street, Vice Mayor McCormick pointed out that Bethel's only laundromat is located on Agagit Street and should remain accessible to ATV drivers. Tabling the ATV item for a month will allow the city to collect more data on ATV use in Bethel. The Public Safety and Transportation Commission's recommendation had been to table the item for a year. Vice Mayor McCormick sits on the commission. He said commission members are concerned that banning ATVs from the highway would cut off a primary roadway without providing alternative routes to entire areas of town, and that some people may be economically limited to ATVs for transportation. A new state law took effect January 1st of this year that allows ATVs to drive on state-owned roads. Before that, it was illegal to drive ATVs on the Bethel Highway, but they were often seen driving on the shoulder. It raised safety concerns. McCormick said the commission wonders if bringing ATVs onto the road and requiring regulations like a valid driver's license, proof of registration, and liability insurance could ease those concerns.
Perhaps having them on the highway, being required to drive in a responsible manner, might very well be the solution to this issue.
Council member Rose Sugar Henderson sponsored the legislation. She voted with the other council members to table the measure, but also voiced a commitment to continue to try to ban ATVs from the Bethel Highway. Four-wheeler accidents have happened in the past.
I don't want to see that happen to anybody else. And if by law we can prevent that from happening, then I'll be darned, I'm going to stand behind this ordinance.
Also at the meeting, the council reviewed the applications for a marijuana retail license and an alcohol license. No council members protested either of them. The marijuana license is for a proposed store called Good Vibes. The alcohol license is to serve beer and wine at a proposed restaurant called Uncommon Pizza. The businesses would be located next to each other on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway across the street from the fire department. Also at the meeting, the council unanimously confirmed a new hire for Bethel Finance Director. The position has been empty for over a year. New Finance Director Dwayne Wright's first day on the job will be April 1st. According to his resume, he will come to Bethel from Washington State, where he is working as an accounting manager for an internet consulting company. Lastly, the Bethel City Council held its annual evaluation for City Clerk Lori Strickler. The council praised Strickler for her work and approved a 3% raise, the highest raise allowed. Turning to statewide news, Alaska's sole seat in the U.S. House of Representatives is vacant following the death of Representative Don Young. There will be two special elections this summer to fill the remainder of his term, a special primary election on June 11th and a special election to pick the winner on August 16th. Complicating things a bit is the fact that August 16th is also Alaska's regular primary election day. State Division of Elections Director Gail Finomiai says holding two elections at once allows the state to avoid another separate election date.
The main concern is having this special primary election timely enough to get it certified so the race can appear on the August 16th primary election, so we would not be forced with doing yet another special election.
Governor Mike Dunleavy said at a news conference Tuesday that he would issue a proclamation this week setting the election dates. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer said that since the June 11th special primary is coming up so quickly, he decided to hold the election by mail.
The vote by mail option just is pretty much the only way we can go and still make a, still have a successful primary special election.
Voters will still have the option of voting in person at regional division of elections offices early or on the special election day, but most polling places will be closed on that day. The deadline for candidates to file to fill the vacancy is April 1st. The special election will be the first conducted under the state's new ranked choice voting system. It starts with an open pick one primary. So voters will select one candidate in the special primary, which will be open to candidates from all political parties. The four candidates who get the most votes will advance to the final special election ballot where voters will rank them. Young's seat will remain vacant until September 2nd, the scheduled date for certifying the special election results. Whoever wins the special election will hold the seat until early January, when the winner of the November election will be sworn in for a full term. The same person could win both elections and stay in office. Moving to sports, the Bethel Regional High School girls team is bidding for a state championship title. The 2A state basketball tournament begins today in Anchorage. The Bethel Lady Warriors are one of eight teams competing. Bethel is the seventh seed entering the tournament. In their first game, they'll face second seed Grace Christian. Listen to that game tonight at 7:45 p.m. live on KYUK 640 a.m. The tournament runs through Saturday. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, comments, or suggestions to email address news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.